Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 197. Today is Saturday, the 4th of January, 2020. Oh my lordy, another year. Here we are. I'm your host, Lita. And joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. Hello, sweetie. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, it is. Well, it is morning. Absolutely. It's morning.
It's morning. For you.
It is morning for me. And evening for everyone else. Exactly. But Happy New Year, everybody. And welcome to 2020. And thank you, Hi Chat Room, and all of that. But as we like to start, I think, has this been about the fourth year? I think this is about the fourth year we've done. So, you know, it is kind of tradition. We like to start the year with the one and only, the fabulous Rogue Slayer. How are you?
Hello. I'm ready for a new year. The past is behind us. All those deaths.
Mm-hmm.
They're buried, we're moving on.
It is, exactly. It is a little bit like that. So, but yes, we are off to a raring start, obviously, and we will find out how your start of the year has gone in a moment. But just have to say thank you for joining us once again. And you know, as I said, it is a tradition. It is a tradition. So it's a tradition I want to continue. So thank you for once again saying yes, which is great. So tell us, please, what have you been up to? Because I'm sure, you know, you've probably not been very busy at all much.
Well, I thought I would play a little Where Are They Now?
Okay.
With you.
Okay.
So immediately after our last conversation, which mm-hmm. I think was in November, mm-hmm. I've made a list of, yep. I love lists,
yep.
of all my tunes that I had
yes.
on that day, at that moment.
Okay. Okay. Right.
So I had 11. Of those, 3 have passed away.
Okay. All right.
One of those passed away the day after the podcast.
Oh. No.
I had a green goblin shaman. So I had gotten that goblin out of the wherever they start, starting zone, and got her all the way to 68. And she died. I also killed off a 62 and a 48. A 61. So the 68 had been 68, died at 68.
Okay.
The right. I had another green that was 62, died at 84. And I had a pacifist that was 48 on the day of the last podcast mm-hmm. and died at 61.
Oh, no.
I got a pacifist to 61. But the rest are going gangbusters. My 3 bloodthirsties mm-hmm. are all the next, you know, one level up or the same level. You know,
okay.
They haven't moved very far. It's been mm-hmm. it's been a questy kind of season, you know, with mm. with the Pilgrim's Bounty and the mm-hmm. trivia and all that stuff. So hasn't been a lot of special attention to bloodthirsties. But the other folks have gone up between 10 and 20. I think one actually has gone up about 30 levels since the last time.
Nice.
Let's see. I have one that's at 20. It's 10, 20. Oh yeah, I have my working dwarf went mm-hmm. from 48 at the time of the last podcast to 78
nice.
As of today.
Nice.
So, that's what I've been doing. So I have also started and killed off some other tunes besides those, but of the 11 that were in action as of the last podcast, I guess 8 are still in action. And have
sure.
advanced to one level or one way or another. I did have one that I had started up as soon as trivia started.
Yep.
And I started her, and I didn't even do, like, I got her, I was just with a gnome. So I got her out of the real starting area and up above ground. Mm-hmm. And then I took her over to the Caverns of Time and I parked her there.
Yep.
And at level 15, I noticed she had a red flag for not having enough kills.
Ouch.
Uh-huh. I was like, Oops. I thought about, you know, trying to get enough kills on her to get her unrev. I'm like, no, it's a red flag. Those are just
don't delete. Flip reds. Don't flip. Yep. Hey, lesson learned. So lesson learned.
No, that's, yeah. I did the same thing on a working one.
Oh no. Jeez. Yep.
So those were the big things. I did have quite a laugh when I saw the title of the last episode. And I really had to laugh when someone had commented, oh, you know, we're all a bunch of amateurs compared to Rogue's Lair. And it was, I cracked up because I had said the same thing to myself prior in the podcast when I was listening to it. I'm like, bunch of amateurs. I've killed off way more. Oh, death clusters. You want to type death clusters? I had, I think, four clusters of three tunes in 3 days. I had at least one cluster of two tunes in 1 day.
Oh, no.
Killing off.
Oh, no.
And I killed off a few more even after, you know, I did my death count.
Yep.
So I am a professional tune killer, apparently.
Show title.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Professional tune killer.
There we go. I'll write that down. Professional tune killer. Okay. All right. That's that one. All right.
Only took 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easily done. So now the question's gone. I was going to ask you something. So you do know that we don't count any from this show to now, up until now. So, you know,
you
I mean, technically I do. If I kill them off from the first, I count mine.
Yep. As of January 1st, I have a brand new worksheet in my workbook.
Nice.
Clean slate. Good. Although I do already have a couple on the 2020 dead list.
I was going to ask if she had any yet. I mean, we're 4 days into the new year. Do you have any deaths?
One on the dead list already.
Okay. She's starting it off with a...
one in 4 days. That's not too bad. That's not too bad, really. Like, in the grand scheme of things.
Let's not extrapolate that out to 360. Oh, my gosh. It's 365 this year, isn't it?
360. There is an extra day. Yes.
We're looking at,
yeah.
92, no, lots and lots of tunes if I went at that rate. So let's just slow that down.
Oh, nice. Before I go on to the next question, just have to say, Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you. 12 months subscribed. Thank you so much. That is amazing. So thank you to you. Okay. All right. It's good that you've started the year on a bang, Rogue's Lair. So fantastic. Mm. Nice. Alrighty. Chris, what have we got for her?
Okay, so that we just figured out the math would be 92 deaths for the year. I'm kind of assuming that is not your goal for the year. What challenge goals have you set for yourself for 2020?
I have one goal. I have one job. Get somebody to 120. Mm-hmm. Before 120 goes away.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're a bloodthirsty, a pacifist, working. Somebody is going to get to 120. You remember the previous expansion, I missed that max level by like a day.
Yep.
I'm going to do it.
Yep.
Going to do it.
Yes, you can do it. You've been so close. So we totally understand that. Totally understand that. And you know what? We've got a good start to the year because we have got, Chris, what have we got? We've got Luna Festival. Yep. We've got Love is in the Air, then starts, I think, pretty much Luna finishes, Love takes over. You've got Dark Moon Fair that starts, well, for me, it starts this afternoon.
So much coming.
Lots
of
stuff.
Garden.
Which, of course, Rogue Slayer, don't do a bloodthirsty. Don't do a bloodthirsty. Just saying.
Did you hear her evil laugh when she said pacifist?
Pacifist, yes. Yeah, we'll talk about that soon. All right, okay. Rogue Slayer, 49 deaths last year. 49. Yep. You know, I was quite surprised myself when I saw that. I was surprised it wasn't higher from you. So
I was going to say, because you thought it was going to be more.
I honestly thought when I got your email or when I got the mail from you and I opened up and there was the spreadsheet and I just went, oh, is that all? Okay.
Is there a page missing?
I was a bit like, oh, okay.
I must have learned something over all these years.
I did kind of think it, you know, I thought it was going to be not necessarily in the three figures, but I thought it was going to be a lot higher. So because I know how much, you know, I know this is like your biggest focus. So I honestly thought it was going to be more. So tell us, 49 deaths. 49 deaths is pretty decent, which, you know, again, I made double figures, so I can't talk. Tell us about the most painful one out of those 49. What happened last year that
I'm going to go outside the bounds of the question.
Okay.
Because my most painful death, I think, was in the year, but it was on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So it was after the Death List show.
Yes.
And it was that pacifist. Peace out. I have been working on this pacifist forever. I think she was like my third pacifist that I'd started. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find like when I had started her, but I did find my Twitter post in November 2018. That's when she hit level 15.
Okay.
Okay, so it's been a while. I had her up to 61. She's flying. She's been flying for four levels.
Wow.
And rocking it and just getting the exploration and zooming in and I took the tip of the Sky Golem. Wow, mind blown. I didn't even know about the Sky Golem and the landing. And plus she's a druid, so even if I was mining I could still, you know, just travel form and pop right out of there. Got a little as happened, got a little overconfident and you know, as I'm flying her around doing exploration, and I'm also picking up, you know, go-to quests and, easy little quests that she can do. And one, I was like, rally the wisps in Feralus. I can do the wisps. You know, call the wisps. Mm-hmm. Great. Oh, now go call the hippogriffs. Okay, I can do the hippogriffs. They're right over there. I forgot about the freaking stealth poachers that are out there with the hippogriffs, and I'm a pacifist, so I couldn't, like, fight back, and I'm trying to run, but I didn't get to travel form fast enough, and she died at 61.
No. Ouch.
So I'm really, really reeling in the interactions that my pacifists do. If there's anybody in the area, if it's quest that's, you know, go get these things among them, no, I'll just say goodbye. So it's my most painful, but I'm hoping the lesson will stick this time.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And I think I would have to say, Chris, you and I have found that things like the world events that when we can do them certainly come into play quite well.
Oh, like, a million percent.
Like,
just don't do them too early.
That's right. Don't do them too early. But like trivia, we've still got what? Have we got a few days left to trivia?
Oh,
you know?
Two more days.
More than that.
Trivia is huge. Is huge for any challenge tune that can do it, which is pretty much like everything bar and bloodthirsty. But, you know, on those kinds of things that you need for a passy, that's, you know, that's pretty decent to be able to do those little things. So
I have been taking every single one of my non-bloodthirsty tunes to trivia every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. They do trivia. They go do their cooking and fishing dailies.
Yeah.
Effortless, my working. She's out in Dalaran, so she does trivia and like the Stormwind dailies, and then she does the Dalaran dailies, and then she goes and picks up baskets over at Unipay.
Nice.
She even does the two flight ones over outside Shatrath on the Isle of Kel, Thras, Danas, whatever it is, where you go and bomb the sailboats and then bomb all the sorcerers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, it was when I went out of that comfort zone and thought, oh, I can do, no.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saying, oh, I can do this, no. Yeah. No, I can't do this.
Lesson learned.
So that was the most painful death.
Okay. All right.
Don't want to repeat it.
And was that the highest ever pacifist that you've had?
Yes.
It is? Okay. Well, still, like, 61's pretty decent. That is very decent. Yeah,
that was my highest pacifist by, like, 40 points. 40 levels.
Well done. Nice. My next question before I get to the other question is, have you rolled a new one?
I have. Okay. I have. Yes. Because...
Yes, she's in. She's in, Chris. We've got her.
Yes,
she's
in. My get someone to 120. I decided I need to focus more. You know, I have all these tunes. You've seen my list
focus.
Of tunes. So I'm going some of it will be through attrition. Hopefully not through attrition. But if attrition comes up, I will not replace them unless I'm going to have one alliance, one horde of each challenge.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I actually had to add a pacifist because I still had a low-level pacifist on the Alliance side, so I added a pacifist over on the Horde side. We'll talk about them a little bit more when we get to our weeks in WoW. So stay tuned, everybody. Okay.
All right.
But so that's what I decided. I need to focus a little bit more and cut down on the noise of too many tunes.
I that five-letter word, don't understand it. Sorry.
Focus. Is anybody else hear stone in their head going,
yeah, focus? I know. I know. If it's not stone, it's Azzy. It's Azzy over there making sure. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay. So then my other question is then tell us about the silliest death that you had. What's, you know, the ones that you just go, really? Oh, yeah.
On this, I'm going to go outside the bounds of the question also a little bit because I'm going to tell you my silliest type of death.
Okay.
And three examples. I had one or two more of these types, but these are the best examples.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start this off with I'll tell you what the deaths were, and then I'll tell you why they were the silliest deaths.
Okay. All right.
The first one was fucking Sharp Sneer.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Daughter's Embrace, helping over in Tirith's Fall Glades. Oh, can you help me with my daddy issues? And then Lupello, that big wolf over in Pandaria.
Yes.
Okay, so these are our silliest deaths because they're always problematic.
Yeah.
And still I persisted. Oh, I can do it this time. This one's been doing so great.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
That one, I can't remember her name, the Daughter's Embrace. It's Lillian Voss.
Lillian, yeah.
And she has you, and she's hanging upside down, and she wants you to go help her work her way to Daddy's Tower and kill her. And, you know, you might kill
that
Daddy,
one can
but
bug.
Then, you know, the little invisible guy is going to kill you, even if you're, you know, hearthing out. The only time I think I've ever survived that is when I had a paladin who had a bubble hearth.
Okay.
And, you know, just, like, totally protected. This wasn't that. This was just some random tune.
Yeah.
So, those are my silliest deaths. Just... trying to do the things that I've always died at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Check in with me this time next year.
I will pull these notes.
I didn't
know
highlight in yellow. Should I have any of those this year? But I'm not going to because I've learned.
Mm-hmm. Learning's good. Learning's good. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Chris, what's the next one for us?
So you are very much a veteran of the playing challenge tunes, and now you are going to have one of each type on each side. What have been the biggest lessons learned playing challenge tunes for you, and what would be your helpful tips and tricks for all of us?
Well, I think I've alluded to the biggest lessons learned. The biggest of all the lessons to be learned is learn your freaking lessons. If it happens to you once, it'll probably happen again. You mm-hmm. know, so just, you know, I had to let go of, oh, I can do this. I can do this. I can get through this. You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's the challenge isn't to see if you can get through this particular chest queen. It's this chest quest chain. It's to see if you can get to max level.
Mm-hmm.
So who cares if you don't finish that chain? Who cares if, well, I have to do this one because it will unlock 10 more quests. There are thousands of quests out there that you can mm-hmm. do without having to go face down Lupello or Sharpsnir.
Yep.
I mean, not doing Sharpsnir does cut off a big bunch of Locomotion quests, but mm-hmm. it's okay. There are plenty others.
Yeah.
I will step down. Okay, so that's my biggest lesson learned, is learn your lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Any helpful tips or tricks? I do have some helpful tips and tricks this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up since the last podcast. These are new tips. So,
yay.
Working and pacifists mm-hmm. from those two challenges. Level 5, you can get fishing.
Mm-hmm.
At level 5, go to the ships to Boralus or Zandalar and go sit on the dock in the bay, whichever respected bay, and sing a little song in your head and fish up some vendor trash for gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, you'll get vendor trash, which even with like today, I actually did this today on mm-hmm. my new pacifist.
Yeah.
And she only had her basic backpack and a 4-level bag. So she had a 20-slot bag that had a couple of things in it already, some copper and stuff. And after one round of filling up those slots, she had 60 gold.
Nice.
And that didn't take all that long. And mm-hmm. then I ran her up, did some exploring in, you know, the big pyramid that's right there without having to go out into any danger zone.
Yeah.
And I got some more exploration. I sold all that stuff. I went back and fished up some more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to send her back, have her buy 4 netherweave bags, put up a bunch of fish for auction, which takes several gold just to do that because of the mm-hmm. new AH rules with the stacks.
Yeah.
And she still has like, I don't know, 50 gold after all that at
nice.
Level 5.
Nice.
You know, and I can just send her out. And I also, with the fish, put them on the auction house. The first time I did this, I had 47 sand shifters that I put on the auction house. These are mm-hmm. fish that you fish up in Boralus. I got 1,293 gold that day. So I had a level 5 toon who had over 1,200 gold in
nice.
Her bags. And some really nice bags too. So
nice.
So get your fishing mm-hmm. poles and go over to either go down to the Stormwind docks or the Echo Isles docks for Horde.
Okay.
That can look a little scary because there's a bunch of mobs out there that are red and they're fighting, but they're fighting each other. They won't pay attention to you as you scurry through and get over to the dock.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. Other tips is also for working in pacifists. Pilgrim's Bounty isn't just for XP. You get a crap ton of gold from those, for low level, even for low levels, doing those Pilgrim Bounty cooking dailies. I got 6 to 8 gold per day.
Nice.
Times, you know, per quest, per daily quest. You get like 4 or 5 of those daily quests.
Yes.
The pacifist won't do the turkey ones. But if you choose the bag of goods as your reward, you get a bunch of gold. So
mm-hmm.
you'll get like, you know, what did I say? 30 to 40 gold a day just doing those, which is
nice.
Awesome. And then, as mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, do the anniversary tributary every single day because you get money and you get experience. But as mentioned before, just remember to, in between those, if you have a lobby, go out and kill some things and get your count up and then come back, because too many quests without enough kills at the beginning level,
mm-hmm.
it's not good.
Nice.
Those are my tips and tricks for today.
Excellent. Well, they, I mean, definitely good ones to have. And again, with the start of the year, you know, people might be rolling new tunes, working passies. Definitely very good to go with those ones. So so thank you for that. So tell us, how has your week been? So hit us with it. What have you done this week?
This week, I've touched a little bit on all these things already, but just so you can sort out what was since last time and what was this week. I did a lot of work with Effortless. She's my highest working one. I took some tips from our first working level Max tune. That was a very nice write up, and I was like, oh, so I'm trying that, which is, you know, going and harvesting herbs. I'm also doing mines in Shulzar Basin. But the big thing is I have everybody on the rotation. They're all going through the trivia quest, except the Bloodthirsties. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's a pacifist or a working, they all go do whatever cooking dailies and Dalaran dailies they do. So once I have all those done, then I pick a tune and we go play.
Yeah.
Peace Out, that one that had the trouble. She hit 58 this week.
Nice.
And took her flying. It was I think Monday. I was on vacation this week. So I took her out exploring. She did gathering. She explored all of Eastern Kingdoms in Kalimdor. And as I said, by New Year's Eve, which was Tuesday of this week, she had her unfortunate incident with the poacher at 61 in Felwood.
Yeah.
So at that point, I started Peace Max, replacing her, a new Night Elf Druid. And did the fishing thing off to Borealis. She went to Borealis. She had 3 silver in her little backpack. That's what she had. After 1 backpack, she sold her vendor stuff for 73 gold. Mm-hmm. And plus she had some fish. 3 backpack sales, and she had 200 gold plus 100 fish for the auction house. Now, I've gone back a couple of times here and there, but those auction house fish have been the delayed gratification. As of this evening, she's level 13, and she has about 4,500 gold. So she's laying down the banks now. So when she gets flying, she'll be able to get all kinds of advanced flying later on. She's a druid, so she'll be able to fly at 58, but she'll be able to get the faster flying later on, too.
Nice.
And then I did start Paximus, my troll druid pacifist, just a couple days ago. I might even be today. And so at 5, took her off to Zandalar and did some exploring. And I think she's at level 7 now. So that's what I've been doing this week. I've really been just sort of, when you have as many tunes as I have, just doing that daily round of the trivia. Because some of them, if I want to go do the other dailies, I have to take them out of the caverns and then take them back in there at some point. But I want to keep them out to get rest. It's been a whole thing. But I have tried to pay everyone a little bit of attention. Nice. But my Effortless, my working tune, that is, she's way up there now. She's 78 now. She had 78 today. She has been raking in the gold. She has just thousands and thousands of gold in her bag. She has Ember Silk bags. She had enough money to go get some Ember Silk bags, and she still has tens of thousands of gold in her pocket from selling off Serenite ore and cobalt and things.
Yeah.
So that's been really, really awesome.
The
Sky Golem I mentioned earlier that I went out and acquired after that last podcast. It was awesome because I was able to use my Alliance tune who gathers up. She's sort of the beneficiary of all the deaths. Whenever a tune dies, they send her the gold.
Yep.
So she was able to cash in a huge chunk of that gold to get the Sky Golem to put into the stable of the mounts. So it was nice to have all their many, 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 many deaths finally come to some good.
They did pay off, so to speak, which is
literally, which is, they paid off.
Yes, which is good. Exactly.
Blood money.
It's blood. It is. It is. Here, take it. I want the damn amount. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say about the with your pacifist and your working man. So obviously, those tunes are the ones that can have professions. So you've gone right across the board. I'm assuming herbing, mining, and then your cooking and your fishing.
Herbing, mining, cooking, fishing at 20 archaeology.
Yep.
Tend not to do much of the archaeology until later on.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that whole thing about, oh, don't bring up your archaeology level past, 225? Or angry mobs will jump out at you. So I will definitely not do that. So I'm hoping that Effortless will be hitting the archaeology dig sites fairly soon. She's 78 now.
Yeah.
I think the recommendation was at level 80, hit Eastern Kingdoms archaeology.
Yeah. pretty.
That's what I'll be doing.
Pretty much, I think EK seems to be a better, mm-hmm. One from what I've seen. Fair and Five might have a better idea. I think that the mobs don't jump out when you're in the old world. But from Miss, it might do. So, I know, Aki, you probably just got to watch it a little bit. 225, yep. Only Panda, and up they come out. Yep. So, okay. But, you know, there's no real reason to up the level. Like, if you don't need to, you don't need to.
Right, because again, the same as with the quest chains, you know, it doesn't matter if you get your skill levels up on these professions. As long as you can go to the Dark Moon and do those quests, get it to 75, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Just go do your thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like that you've been having a lot of fun, and good luck on your focusing. Because you know, that's
good luck on that.
You know, for an alcoholic rogue slayer, focusing is gonna be, I look forward to hearing the journey. So,
it's called a challenge.
That's right, absolutely. All right, so thank you for that. Now, let's see how Chris has gone. Chris, how has your week been?
So this is really the first week I have not worked close to 70 hours per week.
That's crazy.
2 months. I know, 2 months. Yeah. So I actually got to spoil myself with a little bit of WoW time this week.
Yay.
And only worked 6 days instead of 7. Booyah.
Yay.
I am such a cautionary tale in starting holidays before you should, because our twin pacifists, Lita and I, kept all the way through till 96 together, I want to say, something like that. 95. Yeah, something like that. We are now 7 levels apart because I started the pumpkins too early. So my passy just dinged 100 this week.
Yay! Woo! That's so exciting, though.
Yay. Oh my god, but all of my dig sites are in STV and there are stealth panthers everywhere. I don't care that I'm 100. It's still like just I have missed out on all the things that are happening with the anniversary and all that, because for me this is just absolutely crazy time of year. So today I took my level 111 demon hunter named Tank, and I know, you
great
know,
name.
I made a tank named Tank.
You and your damn names.
How do I get these? I know. And I went to AV, and I took her from 111 to 120 today in AV, and oh my god, I had so much fun.
Wow.
And all of that, we won 1 because I'm Alliance side.
Uh-huh.
But I was in the golden days of AV horde side. So it took me forever to figure out what direction to go. I know that path and where to stop, what tower to take, what commander to get, who you can skip if I'm horde.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, where am I? You know, so Zepp and I learned AV this week, so I took Tank through it today.
Yep. Nice.
And then Team Murloc, we did 2 mount runs for the Obsidian Drake, or the event Deathwings mount.
Oh yes.
Obsidian Worldbreaker. Yes.
Yep.
So we went through, thank you, Boomy. We went through twice. First time we had a group of like 10 of us, and then we went last night and had I think a group of 7 of us. And it's really funny that we are all doing this together, because there's only 2 tanks in the group. It's Zepp and I, and we don't tank raids. We don't tank, you know, we're challenge tune players, and you know, we do stuff for fun. And we actually had an absolute blast and didn't die on the Lich King. Rag is another story. But so we did that twice for the guild and whoever wanted to come. And then I got to do all the Wintervale stuff. So Every night I had like an hour's playtime. So we would go and we did Grumpus and Learn Zepp and I had a tremendous amount of snowball fights and the yellow snow is just disgusting.
Yes.
But did you know there's a sleigh ride in Org and there's a sleigh ride in Ironforge?
Yes.
This was our little giggle every night because every single night poor Zepp would actually go to the sleigh ride with me while I act like a 2-year-old who's so excited that there's a sleigh ride. And every single night we would go and do the sleigh ride in Ironforge. And then we decided on like the third day of Wintervale, let's go do it in Org. Oh my God, I probably should have waited. Because holy bubbles, there's a lot of horde there.
Yeah.
So we snuck our two druids and Learns came on her rogue and we went and we rode the sleigh in Org.
Nice.
And for once, you know, I just got to have some fun this week and dinged my passy and then everything else was just sit there and breathe for once and enjoy it. And I had an absolute blast.
Nice. That is so good. So that, yeah, the sleigh rides were new this year. And I mean, that was really cool. I thought that was a really, really cool thing that they added. So
I actually referenced the sleigh ride at work this past week or a couple weeks ago. My manager is a former WoW player up until the moment his child was born. He hasn't had time to do anything. But I described this project that I got thrown into, you know, sort of in the middle of things, as I felt like I had jumped up to get on the sleigh ride, but I hadn't quite clicked it right. So instead, I'd landed in front of it, and the sleigh had tackled me, and I was pinned to the front of the sleigh,
being
swept along through Ironforge. Ah! That's how I felt about the project, and he completely understood.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Nice. Well, I am so glad that your pacifist hit level 100. That's amazing. Three figures. Look at that.
Really?
See those?
We got three figures.
And the other thing is, real life has been kicking your butt so badly the past few months. So, and you know, the other thing that I guess you've also figured out is Lita gets a little obsessive when it comes to doing dailies. Just a little.
If you could see how far apart my hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys can't see it, but I have got, okay, so this is my trivia for this week. If we go back, I have got trivia. If we go back
down.
Yep. We've got trivia. I've got, no, awful. Actually, this is the new book. I've got the old book, which is over there. I have got every week, it's written down and marked off. So Rogue Slayer, I have got my list, definitely.
That is amazing, because I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how many times you answer those wrong, you'll still get another question, because I can absolutely vouch for that.
Yeah, and what happened in the middle of trivia? In the middle of trivia this time, all of a sudden they threw in all these new questions. And I was like, what is
seriously?
This?
I know. I was thinking, and I was getting to the point that I'd just look at the answers and be like, it's that one. That'll be the answer. And then I was like, what the hell are these answers? What?
Seriously, somebody died with some dinosaur somewhere, and I still don't know who it is. Because every single time I have answered that question,
They should give us an option to be like, damn it, I want to do that question again. Like, you know, just, it's like, no, redo, damn it. I want to know what the answer is. So that's why I get a little crazy when it comes to dailies, especially on the passies and the working man. Which is a lot of fun, but it becomes, you know, that OCD is, I have to log in and I have to get this.
It can take over your life.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Even if I don't, like if I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, because that does happen. Or even 5 o'clock. I've still got hours before I need to get ready for work. So off we go. We sit down and we just be like, right, we've got a list of, let's go through them. Let's go do the trivia. So you know what? When it ends in a few days' time, if you find me like crying in the fetal position, it's because I'm like going, want the trivia back. Damn it. Yeah. So anyway.
Right, but you have worn off on me because I now get up, which I mean, I'm already up at midnight or 1 a.m. and I'm getting ready for work, but I have scheduled an extra 15 minutes in my day so that I can chat. I mean, the first thing I do in the morning is say good morning to Lita, get my coffee, get ready for work. And now I have an extra 15 minutes where I'm like, okay, trivia. And I'm sitting here doing my two dailies and my trivia before I go to work because it is the only time I can guarantee at 1 o'clock in the morning that I'm actually going to be able to sit here and do this.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Sometimes you just gotta do it. Yeah.
When I go and I, you know, ignore my pacifist, am I working for a while? I'm doing other things. And then I just all of a sudden think, oh, I've left all those dailies on the table. I've just left all that XP. But part of the new approach is they're still going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can still go do it's a daily. It comes back every day. It's okay. There is a little bit of a time limit with expansions coming that are going to squish things, but the big picture, they're still there.
Yes. Yes.
Trivia, however, is not. So get all your tunes over there and trivia every
Okay. Park them in Caverns of Time. That's it. Don't care about the rest of the XP. This is the time. Just stick them there, log in, do the question, log out. That's it.
Yep.
You know, so basically that's what I've been doing is it's been very trivia and Winter's Veil centric. I was even managing to take my pacifist, my big girl, pick up the quest, go over to Arathi, and just be like flying around, having a look. Hey, you know, Grinch is up. Okay, is there anyone around? Let's go mine. Let's just go pick up some tin. Oh, 190 XP. 190 I didn't have before. So, you know,
fly around.
Hey, look, someone's killing him. Staying right back. So I'm not, you know, it'd be like I'm over the hill. I'm over the hill where the ogres are and I've got Grinch like targeted. And I'm like going, yep, okay, it's about 50%. Okay, let's go for a little. There's some frozen herbs. There's some of these. Let's go pick them. Oh, there's some more tin. Pick that. Okay, come back. Oh, it's dead. Fly in. And then she goes, zoom. And it's like, there's the reindeer. It's like, hi, Metzen. And get that. And then go pick up a bag. So...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I did do that a few times.
Coming in like a hawk, you know, talons first.
Yep, I'm the sky golem. So, you know, so she's going, woo, woo. And of course, I'm looking at the screen. I really hate the sky golem because it throws like my vertigo. It makes me sick. So I can't look at it very like for long. So when I'm flying, I kind of fly and then I kind of turn my head a little bit and I'm like going like, you know, I'm not good on boats, I'm not good with flying and all that. So here I am on the sky golem and I'm just like going, fly straight. And she dive bombs down and picks up the thing. So so that's kind of been a bit of fun doing those. But I must admit, the main thing I've found with the trivia and doing the Winter's Veil, I have managed to get some levels on the Irons, the Greens, and the Working Man. So I've been happy. That's all they've been doing. So I'm like, yeah, look, I am leveling tunes. Yay, we will.
Excellent.
You know. And I have now got my highest level Working Man, because normally I get to 34 or 35 and I've killed them. Every single solitary one. So I've now hit 37. So I'm like, right, let's make it to 40. Let's get there. So so we will see how we go with that. But nice. for the passies, definitely. So my Tauren Druid hit 62 today. So she's done quite a few levels in with doing the dailies as well as trivia, which has been good. And yeah, my Night Elf Rogue hit 107 yesterday.
Unbelievable.
107.
You have 107, Lita.
107.
And it's a pacifist.
And it's a pacifist. I know, but it is seriously the most fun thing I have ever done. Like, okay, don't talk about Lita 2 years ago and going pacifist. Who want to do that?
I
yeah.
remember that. You're like, no.
Why would I want to go picking herbs and doing, yeah, that's crazy. But it is, as much as it is quite intense, isn't it? It can be quite, it has kind of got this very serene, chill feel at times too, which is kind of good. But yeah, the dig sites, I must admit, archaeology, it's like you've got to tiptoe around them, Chris. I've done a couple, and I the whole time I'm sitting there with my hand just
terrifying.
Looking at, just going, don't move, don't pat the other way, damn it. Yeah. And I've got one at the moment, which I don't think I'm going to fair might know if I can do this. It's at, is it Ginnathor? The troll area in Hinterlands.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I flew over and I was like, because you know when you look at it and you're like, oh, I wonder if that's in one of the sections that there might be enough room? No. Do you know where it is? Do you know where it is? Right down the bottom. Where the Horde quest givers are. I'm on an alliance turn. I'm on an alliance turn. Oh, I was like, yeah, no.
Don't do it.
not even gonna try. So I'm not even gonna, not when it's, because they were in the dig site, like right near the dig, and I'm like going, Nope. Because you know what? Luna's coming and Lovers in the Air is coming. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait. So, yeah. So that's pretty much been it. It's just been OCD on dailies and trivia and Winter's Veil, which has been good, which is kind of, I think it's kind of saved my sanity from my work craziness as well. So, you know, when you focus, Azzy, this is where you focus. See, this is where I focus. I focused on dailies. Dailies on about 25 tunes. Well. Just a couple. Yeah. Not many.
The zen of dailies.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, you get that. Anyway, it's been a good start to the year. So, you know, and again, for both of you, good luck with your challenge tunes this year. So thank you for sharing. And of course, all your normal tunes as well. Okay, so we will do this wonderful news bumper that somebody made for us. So here we go.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
There we go. Okay, so we have got some news. Duckman Fair starts this afternoon.
Yay!
tonight, whatever, whichever way. For me, it's this afternoon. So Duckman Fair is a very, very important thing in the life of every single challenge toon, except for a bloodthirsty. No love to the bloodthirsties once again. Rogue Slayer. You were the one who told me this a long time ago, from memory. You were the one, I think we were both on Control-Alt-WoW back in the day, and you had explained to everyone what was happening with Darkmoon Fair and a good way that you could get a bag. So I wondered, could you take a zero? Because nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
It's still the same thing.
Nope.
So can you explain to everyone, chat room, and those that don't know, because I'm sure there's people that don't know how to do it. Can you let them know for me?
Yep. Now, I think you have to be level 6 to start this process. I think it's level 6. You can get the initial, hey, go to the Dark Fair, go see this guy. Mm. So you go see the Dark Moon Fair mage at your various capitals, and they'll say, you want to go? And you say, yes, please. And they'll give you a quest. And you go to Dark Moon Fair, and you go to the toy vendor. He's just 2 buildings down from the Grizzly Trophy Lady. Mm-hmm. And you turn in your quest, and he'll say, oh, that's awesome. Here's 5 tickets. And then you give him back those tickets one at a time. And in exchange, you purchase a Dark Moon Fair storage box. I forget what it's called, but it's the Dark Moon Fair bag. Mm-hmm. It's a 16-slot bag. You can only have one at a time. Mm-hmm. So you buy it, and then he will buy it right back from you for 2.5 gold. Mm-hmm. So you have this little tiny toon who's just, you know, struggling out there because they don't have fishing. They're in iron, you know, mm-hmm. green. And all of a sudden, they've turned in all these quests, and they have a bunch of gold. And then go over and see the Grizzly Trophy Lady, because if you kill 250 things and get your 250 trophies, she'll give you 10 more tickets. That's 25 gold right there, folks. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can opt to keep one of the bags if you want a 16-slot bag. But with all this gold you're amassing, you can just go buy yourself another bag and turn that one in too. Why not? Mm-hmm. And then if all the ones that you do turn in, if you have a pacifist or a working, you're turning in the cooking and the thing, you get more tickets. Go turn them in, get yep. more gold. If you've been playing these for a while, I bet if you look at your currency tab, you've got a bunch of tickets sitting there. Go turn them in, get some gold. But definitely for your short, for your young'uns, it's a very nice place to go out and get some seed money for their quests.
Yeah, gives you a bit of a buffer, which, you yep. know, at those low levels can really help, especially...
Those initial you know, sets of gold, that gives you money you can get exploration just mm-hmm. by buying yourself flights to your known flight paths.
Yep.
It can get you some basic gear so mm-hmm. that your feet aren't running barefoot over gravel everywhere. Yep. And you know, it just gives you that seed money. And when you hit 20 and it's time to buy riding, you have the few gold that it takes to get it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Plus, if you need to go to the auction house, like you said, get some the bigger bags or buy some 10 slotters or. Yep. Whatever you yep, can get, because
netherweave bags tend to go lately between 9 and 14 gold.
Yeah,
so you know you can probably get at least one and up your storage arsenal.
Yeah,
and then go fishing in Boralus mm-hmm. and Zandalar and rake it in.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, I do love making the money on those challenge tunes. And you know, it's another little fun bit. You know, another hobby within a hobby.
I had Paximus, okay? She's this troll, druid, pacifist. I'm trying to get her up to level 5 so that she can then buy her skills, buy her professions.
Yeah.
So I was running around in Eversong Woods, yes. and she got the, you know, Satharil's Haven. Hey, can you go get me some fireworks and some wine and some spring mm-hmm. paw appetizers? Sure, I can go do that for you, dude. I get 2 of the 3, I go to buy the wine, I don't have the 3 silver it takes to buy the freaking bottle of wine. 3 silver and change.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
I actually had, at that point, I just, you know, did some more exploration, got her to level 5 doing other things, got yep. my gold out by fishing, and then went back, bought the stupid bottle of booze, and gave it to Sothril and went on my merry way. But you need that yep. 3 silver, and it's hard to get on mm-hmm. a level 4 pacifist.
Yes. Exactly. No, it's a really a good thing. And the other thing is, you know, I know that there's been a few challenge people who will start a new tune, might not necessarily start leveling that tune at Dark Moon Fair time to, you know, to prep, to have them ready. Mm-hmm. And of course, all those that you've already started the last 3 weeks that might be new tunes, remember, you know, head to Dark Moon Fair as soon as it's up. So it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to utilize. So use that. Okay, now the other news, just a couple of things before we get into the state of the challenges, is we do have a Spreadshirt promotion that starts on the 8th of January and goes to the 11th of January. 20% off everything. Okay. So it seems to be there's no promo code, just 20% off everything at the spreadsheet store. So pop over to the wowchallenges.com website and it will take you to the store if you want some cool gear. Other than that, speaking of the website, Alminia is working on it. Everything, sorry, it's been a little bit botched and there's been a little hiccups and stuff. So we apologize. Things are happening, guys. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. It is coming. I know I'm saying that, but it's not far. All right. So he is busy sorting things out for there. So we will have a new website this year. So nice. Very exciting.
Yeah, I was getting a little antsy on my new passive because I couldn't add her for mm-hmm. several days. And I'm like, I'm going to have to stop playing her for a while because you have to be registered before 20, you know?
Yes.
But I did get her on there a few yes. days ago. So that's good.
Excellent. That's right. Everything seems to be going not too bad at the moment. Actually, hang on. Let me just do that. But yes, yeah, so
here, I'll knock on it.
We thank you everyone for patience and because we know it's certainly when you've started new tunes and all of that kind of thing, we have had questions from people about, you know, we've started new tunes, we can't add them. But greatly appreciated your patience, guys. So it's not far away and that will be happening soon. All right, state of the challenges. Now, let us have a look at how we have been. Rogue Slayer, hit us with the irons, please.
The irons. At number 10, we have Severus Lepur at 76. 5 Melon at 77. Number 8 is Ferakiri at 77. Now, number 7, Selfless, 81, R.I.P., and also Soulfu, 85, R.I.P. Oh. Oof, ouch. Okay, halfway through the list, number 5, Xylee at 87. Number 4, Poster at 88. At 3, Ozzy, 96. Number 2, Feraliric, 102. And, da-da-da, number 1, Thulfer at 114. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Nice. Well done. Well done. And obviously, Cell and Nisi. Damn. 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 So sorry to hear about that. All right. Bloods. Here we go. Chris, who have we got, please?
Bloods. Number 10 threw me, and then I realized, never mind, it's Taco. Blue Taco at 36, yellow flagged for killing blow percentage is too low at 69.93. She's got this. Number 9, aw, Murloc Killer. Don't kill Murlocs. Level 37. Number 8, Taco. Oh, wait, Potato Taco at level 38. Number 7 is Nisi at 54. 6 is 5 Chesty. 57, also yellow flagged for killing blow percentage is too low. That is a tongue twister for me. Number 5, Delena at 59. Number 4 is Bloodlita at 64. Number 3 is Zayabara at 87. Number 2 is Soul Snuffer at 87. And number 1 is Soul Stoned at 98.
Nice. All right. Okay. So let's go with the passes. Who have we got, Rogue Slayer, please?
Passivist. We have number 10, Awesome Blomster at 70. We have Herbalissa at 73. Number 8, Tiber Dude at 78. At 7, Ash Spassy at 81. Number 6 is Lysikoska at 82. Number 5, 5 Pickledy, 84 RIP. And you have 3 kills and 3 killing blows. At number 4, Elyserine at 87, yellow flagged. You have 1 kill and 1 killing blow. Mm-hmm. Ah, pacifist, I see. Yeah. At number three, Gentle Soul, 97. Number two, pacifist. Yay, again, one of the names. A pacifist named pacifist, 100. And then Pasolita, 107.
Yay. Well done. Still, we've got a couple of... And again, you know, kills and killing blows is a trigger factor. So you don't necessarily need to kill your tune off, but you get the... You get too many kills and killing blows, that's going to red flag you. There is no coming back from that. So just, you know, passies, just got to remember those things. All right,
and
tins.
For non-passies, if you don't have enough kills, you'll get red flagged.
Yep, that is definitely the other thing. So all it means, especially for the Bloods, is just go kill more stuff. Go kill more stuff. That's it, you know, keep killing. Okay, tins. Chris, who have we got on the tins list, please?
Tins, we've got number 10, we've got Iron Tusk at 27. Number 9, we've got Temptria at 34. Number 8, we have Krayestus at 41. Number 7, we've got Cassite at 51. 6, we've got Macabre Cute. Is that execute?
Yeah.
It ends in acute. Mm-hmm. Got Macabre Cute at 55. Number 5, we've got Arundel at 82. 4, we've got Hunter Punk at 84. Number 3, we've got Diwetha at 98. 2, we have Feritelli at 109. And number 1, Iron Kappa Capper at 111.
Iron Capper, that's me.
Rogue Slayer. Well done. All right.
There you go.
Let's hit the greens. Who have we got, Rogue Slayer?
All right. Green, number 10, Eva Green at 67. Number 9, Elira, 72. Rest in peace. I'm sorry. At 8, Hafamore, 77. At 7, Greenadelic. That'd be me, 78. That's my little monk.
Nice.
6, Celadon, 84. At number 5, Albino. A green albino. 86.
Nice.
At 4, a little bit green. Mm-hmm. 89. 3, Ferita, 91. Rest in peace.
Yep.
Number 2, Sky Green, 92. And number 1, Jen Green at 109.
Nice, nice. Well done. Few RIPs there, but well done, everyone. Okay. Chris, Working Man, who have we got?
Working Man at 10, we have Ferrona at 33. Number 9, we have 9 till 5 at 37. Mm-hmm. Also at 37 in number 8 spot, we have Blue Lita. Number 7, we have Work It Azzy at 42. Number 6, we have 5 Ica Panda at 44. 5, we have Fair Winter at 47. Number 4, we have Lucy Lynn Work 69 RIP. Ouch.
Oh, yep.
3, we have Effortless at 48. Number 2, we have Athena at 83. And number 1, we have Contest Stir at 93.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Effortless 78. That's right. Lucy Lynn lost. That was her contest tune from the Working Man tune.
Wow.
And because she ended up coming in third for the overall of the contest. And yeah, it was only a little while after that she lost the tune. So Lucy Lynn, so sorry, but still, you know, amazing, amazing effort. And look at Stir, still going on his Working Man, 93. Well done. Okay. Iron Teams, who have we got, Rogue Slayer?
Number 3, Snowflakes, 17 RIP. The snowflakes melted. Number 2, Ein Fachso at 21. And number 1, Light and Lightning, 74. Rocking it.
Nice. Very well. All right. I'm going to do the Blood Team. So Blood Teams, this one made me sad. Deadly Corgi Assassination Squad, Taco and 5, RIP at 35. Guys, I'm so sorry because I love that name. I'm just like, you know, you have to somehow incorporate that name into another team.
They must
just
rise again.
They need to rise again. Absolutely.
You
but
can't
so sorry.
Keep a good Corky down.
That's true. You can't keep a good Taco and 5 down either. So good luck, guys, on the next one. Chris, who have we got for green teams, please?
This week we have two green teams, so at least this one I won't miss a name. The trash heap has spoken. Naya is at 34, and number one is mismatched at 84.
Nice. Green team's going nice. Very well. Frasley's just rated. Hey, yeah. Fras. Hey, Frasley and everyone. Thank you. Welcome. And subscribe for again. Frasley, 14 months. Dude, thank you. That's very, very sweet. Thank you for that. It's been a little bit rough, I must admit, from the end of the year show last year to today. We have had a few deaths, but you know what? Once again, like everyone or most people that lose a tune has, you know, gotten right back on the next tune and away you go. So again, it just shows the amazing fortitude of people in this community to keep going. Like, well done. So again, thank you everyone for participating in all of the challenges, whatever one that you're playing, and we do wish you all the very best this year. 2020 is gonna be an awesome year, guys. So so yay, go with that.
We rock.
We do. All right, it is that time. Let me find this bumper. We're going to go with this bumper because I can.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
We'll do Zorts this week. So, hey, Zorts. Okay, so we have got a little intro to, to this one because, you know, Azzy did do me a special bumper, and I do like to play that. So I'm gonna play the bumper first, and then Rogue Slayer, you can hit us with Azzy's pun, okay? So here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
What do Tibetans use to move their alpacas around? Dalai Lamas.
Okay, I nodded hard over that.
That is super cute. Azzy, super cute. Let's maintain that this year, okay? 2020 is the year of the super cute jokes and puns, I tell ya. I like it.
That's a high standard.
It is. It's very, very cute. I do like the cute ones. All right. Let's have a look. So we have got some questions this week. And Chris, can you hit us with the first one, please?
Yeah. So the first one's from Cell, and it says, I have a question about a buggy quest I encountered. The first entry quest you accept in the Mount Haijal zone is to kill 8 rock elementals. I tried this quest twice, and both times I enter combat with the elementals, I immediately disconnected. I had no other connectivity issues outside of WoW and logged on to other tunes and had no issues. Is this a known bug or maybe just a random quirk that hit me? So we looked up and we could not find an answer for any known bugs that were pertaining to all the ones that we found went all the way back to 2018 mm-hmm. that were pertaining to Mount Haijal content. So our best advice that we could give at this moment is maybe put in a ticket and see if a game master can actually help with this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything went back to about August 2018. So some said that it got fixed. So I don't know, Cell, if it's just, you know, maybe it was just your bad luck or whichever. But I would say, look, put in a ticket, ask them if you're having issues. I don't know if anyone else has been having issues over there. I know, even though I'm not questing, I have taken tunes around Mount Haijal and I've not found an issue per se myself. But maybe put in a ticket and see what Blizzard has to say. And you know what? Let us know. But there wasn't anything fundamentally to say there's definitely bugs there. So good luck on that too. That would be the thing. Okay, so we have got from Typhon. said, and I think this might have been Facebook. Anyway, can't remember. Hi, I recently started a pacifist tune and saw that one of the rules was no leveling via pet battles. Does that include the pet battle quests from the NPCs that are around the world? Now, Nisi did answer again. Thank you, Nisi. Thank you, Nisi. Anything involving pet battles, pet battling is not allowed. You may collect pets from holiday events if there is a way to purchase them. That's about the most you can do with any challenger. That rule extends across all the challenges. So, yeah, even the startup pet battle stuff, pretty much any NPC that wants to go, hey, fight these little dudes, stay away from it, okay? Because we do not have any challenge that involves pet battling. Okay, now I did have, and I was going to go back, but I think we've gone, Rogue Slayer. Stir did ask in the chat room earlier if you had, I think the question was if you had an inkling of, here we go, which tune in your collection has the best chance of making it to 120?
Effortless, my working tune.
Working tune. Okay. All right. There you go, sir.
I have a couple of greens that are up in the 80s now, but I've just been having really good luck with Effortless, and I've been incorporating my lessons learned. I think she has the highest odds at this point.
Nice. Well, lessons learned is a very important thing. So definitely for that. Now, Rude had also asked in the chat room, but for Goblins and Worgen, I think you need to finish the starting areas before you can go to Darkmoon Fair.
And Pandaren.
And Pandas, yep, definitely. You can't get out of those zones. Like, you've got to get through the zone before you can go. And a lot of times, I think the last time I did a panda, I left about level 12. I haven't done a goblin or a worgen because I really, really hate those starting zones. So I haven't done one in a really long time. I'm going to guess you'd be at least a level 10 leaving. So once you've left, you'd be high enough to pick up the Darkmoon Fair.
Absolutely. But you do have to get out to get to the mage.
Yes, exactly.
And with the Pandaren, you have to pick which side you want to be on.
Yeah, exactly.
And also with the Pandaren, you can't use your chauffeur mount until you have picked a side, gone through their introductory scolding, and sometimes log out, log back in, and then you can get your chauffeur mount.
Yes, definitely. Pick a side. Which one do you want to be? Okay, so Nisi also says, this is true, but that was Facebook, yep. This is true, but since you can battle to capture, it's trying to give a specific reason about getting them. Yep. Yeah, any pet battles, it's no pet battling. No pet battling. That's pretty much it. So if you want pets and you're collecting pets, you know, probably don't do it on a challenge tune. It's normally the easiest way to go. Otherwise, you know, just go to the auction house and use the blood of the cold dead challenge tunes that you've lost, that you've sent to your bank tune. I do this myself. You know, I think my very first or second iron that I killed off at high level is now my bank tune. All the money goes over to her, and she sits on that. And when I want something pretty, you know what? I go to the auction house and I'm like, ooh, I can get this pretty thing. You know, so just there are ways that you can utilize it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just remember that. Okay. I think we can do our challenger tip of the week. So this is just the little extra, you know, Rogue Slayer, you've given us some fantastic new ones earlier. Anything else that you want to throw in, to start the year off, you know, throw it at the challenges.
I'm going to say that this isn't my tip of the week. This is my tip of the year. Mm-hmm. It's my guiding principle for the year is learn your lessons well.
Mm-hmm. That's learn it. Them and apply them. Learning lessons and applying would be good too. That's a very good one. Excellent. Thank you for that. Chris, what have you got for us for our challenges? Hit them with a tip of the week. What or tip to start the year off?
Mine is the same as I had the very first time, but with a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
When I first started giving that tip, I was a level 5 pacifist who had just left Borean Tundra back then, is where we would fish,
mm-hmm.
and terrified and all that. And losing a level 5 compared to losing my 100 pacifist is heart stopping.
Yeah.
Is whatever you are about to do worth those levels that you've gained?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any uncertainty whatsoever, stop what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Do not be a completionist and do not go ahead.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Exactly. Exactly. And that can go for every single challenge. Like it doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter. Even on the bloodthirsty, you see a rare somewhere out and you look at its hit points and you think, should I? Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you're asking your question, should I? That is the time that you go, no. Turn around, go away, and find something else. Okay?
Yeah.
So
I had some close calls the last few weeks with some of those rares on my bloodthirsties.
Yeah. Some of them are nasty. Some of them are very, very nasty, especially when you start getting into the higher, you know, Storm Peaks, a certain mechanical gnome thing that really, yeah, anyway, that's going to bring flashbacks. We don't want to think about that.
Bygones.
Yeah, bygones. Shake it off, leader. Shake it off. That was last year. That was so 2019. Forget about it. Yeah.
Shake it off.
But no, Chris, you're absolutely right. If in doubt, like, it's just better to walk away from it. There's other things that you can do. And I think we really need to remember, it's the start of the year. There is a lot of bonus XP coming up. Obviously not for bloodthirsties, but there is. Lunar Festival, Lovers in the Air, just to name the first couple of months. So sometimes sitting and being patient with your tune and just work a little, you know, just do a little bit here and a little bit there, and it can be worthwhile in the long run. It's a solo challenge, guys. Remember that. It's a solo challenge. Mm-hmm. So it's you getting to max, you know? So do you want to get to max? Sometimes just leave that quest, walk away from it, go find something else. There's a heap of other things that you can do. Or just go, you know, go kill some little low-level mobs around about your level. Not rares. Things like that. But thank you, ladies. They're both fantastic tips, so we do appreciate that. All right. Well, I don't think we've got anything else. Anything else in the chat room that I need to worry about? Walk away. Yes, Nisi, definitely. Or take a scout. Testing things out. That's mm-hmm. another good way to do it. All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up. So, Chris, can I get you to do the Iron Elite thank yous, please?
Yes, a million thank yous to all the Iron Elite. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. We would like to thank Two Shanks, Aleandris, Azilen, Buzz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99. I really wish I could do those exploding sounds, but just not going to happen today. Dave DeHunter, Daenerys 1985, Dino, Execute, LB, Fair, Fiesta Taco 1983, Five Iron, Fresley, Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Negus, Chris R, Layla, Lisanne, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rakuru, Ms. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, Oh, Canada. Well, that one wasn't too bad.
That was good.
Onyx Hammer. Rude. Soylent Greener. Stir. Stone. Swing Cat. Delani. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Toasty. Tula Barden. Turwinkle. Two Frog. Is it Tilla, the Infirmary Keeper? Tilla?
I think so. That sounds
Olminia,
good.
Olminia. Unamithil. Wynema. Zaya. And Zort.
Thank you, everyone. And I will be updating. I did do a quick update of the list, but I will be doing another update sometime this month in between getting things moved over for PayPal and Patreon and things like that. So, but again, guys, look, seriously, we thank you so much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Okay, now I would like to say on behalf of Stonestir and myself, we want to thank our fantastic mods, guys, what you do to help me, to help Stir, to help, well, can anyone really help Stone? I don't think he's in the chat room. He won't hear this. I'm sure I can get away with it. I'm sure I can. No, I'm kidding. We want to thank Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all for your wonderful help, not only over the last year, the last couple years, all of that, but just for being around and helping out. So again, thank you. Thank you very, very much from us. Another huge thank you to Alminia, because obviously he has been coding like a, I wouldn't say madman. Alminia, that's not the pun I want to use, but he has been very, very busy, not only coding, sorting out websites, moving servers. There's all sorts of things that he's been doing behind the scenes. And we are forever grateful and thank you so much, Alminia, for all that you've been doing and continue to do. So thank you for that. Everyone in the chat room, everyone listening on the show when you hear this, because technically it is an audio podcast, thank you. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for joining us today. It's great to see a nice... a lovely bunch of chat room people. I was going to say lovely bunch of coconuts, but I'm like, what?
I'm just going to say coconuts.
A lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah, it's not quite. Anyway, guys, thank you. Thank you. I just popped into my head. Now, as for next week, we will be back next week, because this is the start of the year, so we will be back. I will be here. We will have the next show as Saturday, January the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Next week, whoa, have we got a show for you next week. So, not only have I got the top two from the Working Man contest, I have also got the person who was coming in thirds coming to have a chat as well. Unfortunately, she had died. So we're going to have a chat with Execute, Stir, and Winema. The three of them will be joining me next week. So that'll be exciting to see how the Working Man contest, how they did it. Where they got to, so very excited about that. But for today, Rogue Slayer, again, the start of the year, it is tradition. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and being here. So can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yes, thank you as always for having me on, and happy new year to everyone. As usual, I am at RogueSlayer1 on Instagram and Twitter, and I do have a website that it's got a couple of posts now. It's getting there. GoBetterBeth.com. Not a lot of WoW stuff on there right now, but this other stuff, who knows?
Nice. Well, it's a new year. Like,
that's right.
You know, you can do whatever you want to do. Go with it. Go with it. It's all good. Okay, so where you can find us, don't forget, wowchallenges.com is the place where it is all. So you can find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen to the show, you can pop over to either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio to download the episodes. If you would like to contact the show, the easiest way would be to send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you, please?
You can find me in Discord. I am Chris W. Or you can find me on Twitter at it's Chris W.
Mm-hmm. And for me, you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, as well as there is another show that I do with Stone. We have a lot of, you know, talky-talky. Adventures in Azeroth, if you pop over and want to listen to that one. I think we've got something organized in a week or two. I'll have to check. Other than that, Chris, do you want to lead out with the last thank yous for me, please?
Absolutely. We would like to give the biggest thank yous to two people for our wonderful, wonderful, and now updated intro. And for that, we need to thank Markkonen Wow. You can find him on Twitter at Markkonen Wow. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as check out his show, Frozen Nerds.
Thank you. And again, these guys have done this for being great friends of the show, and I appreciate everything they've done to help. And especially Epic, thank you so much for updating the outro for me. Really appreciate that. Other than that, ladies, thank you so much for a wonderful first show of the year. I wish both of you all the very best for 2020. And may your challenge tunes continue to strive forward and bring in all of the fun stuff that you want to do on them. Max levels. Max levels would be great. Chat room, thank you for hanging out. Best of luck with everyone in all that you're doing, whether it's in-game or out. Other than that, we will catch you next week. Say goodbye, ladies.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.